When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so here's what happens. New young flavor of the month rolls into the National Basketball Association, and we say, he's the new Michael Jordan. This could be the new Michael Jordan. This could be the guy. This could be the next LeBron James. This could be the guy that takes over the league, and it is the heir apparent to the throne, the best guy for a long time. All right, so I hear these things every single time, and I'm like, what are we doing? We don't have, it's no different than when any golfer comes along. They win a major, and they're like, this is Tiger Woods.
Set to take over the sport.
Yep, let me introduce you to the new Tiger Woods. And I'm like, sure, I mean, they're good. They're really good. They're on this, like, pretty good, Scottie Scheffler's on, like, a heater right now. He's rolling. Is he the next Tiger Woods? He's got some of the qualities, right? He's got that stone cold killerness. You know, we'll see how it develops. So I hear these things in the NBA, and I'm like, it's just not gonna happen. Why do we keep trying to do this? And I hear it as it compares specifically to Anthony Edwards, who plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves, who, for both of our lives, Josh, have really only been known for Having Kevin Garnett once.
That's right.
And having Fat Kevin Love once. And he got all those rebounds.
20-20 every night, guaranteed.
That's pretty much the entire extent of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And that guy, and all those people who are protesting the chickens guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
But I hear the Anthony Edwards-Michael Jordan comparisons, and I think, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Connor.
Connor. So hear me out. So they're playing the defending champions who have the best player in the world. So for all intents and purposes, this is kind of Anthony Edwards' like playoff debut. I know that they've been in the playoffs and they just won a series, right? But like, okay, it gets serious now. You're in the conference semifinals. You're taking on the defending champs. You got to go into their house. And if you do that, then you will have proven something. Then you will have arrived. We get to see him in his first real big playoff game on the road against the defending champions and the best player in the league. And not that he went head-to-head with Jokic. He was awesome. He's got the look. Now, we make all these all right, is he going to be Michael Jordan because he's the best? All right, that's one of the comparisons. Like, that's not actually comparing him to Michael Jordan. What I'm talking about, he might end up being the best. He might end up taking over the league, this guy. We'll see what happens. But he's got the look, you know? He's got the bleep you. He's smack-talking everybody. He's like, I'm going to hit this in your eyeball. I'm going to take this drop step, turn around, fade from the baseline. I want the ball in my hand when it's time. Like, all of that stuff. He checked every single one of those boxes in a game one on the road on Saturday against the defending champs with the best player. So I see these comparisons, and I hear these comparisons, and I'm sure they're talking about it on the chit-chat shows today too, I suppose. Because it seems like a mainstream enough topic, and
this
it involves Michael Jordan.
Topic, yeah.
So I get it. But as I was watching that, I'm like, whoa, this is a different deal. This is a different deal. And so, like I said, it does not mean he will be Michael Jordan. It does not mean he will, you know, win however many championships over the next, it doesn't mean the Timberwolves will become a dynasty or anything like that. But what I'm saying is I actually see it. This one, I actually see it. And I cannot disagree with it. It's like, this guy's going to be, this guy is the guy. He's one of the youngest dudes in the league, and he hasn't accomplished much so far because he hasn't had much time to, but he's had some really insane kind of athletic moments. And if he has the look to him, like I think he does, where he could pile on some playoff success mm-hmm. and taking the first giant step to that on Saturday in game one of this series was a huge, huge, you know, box to check. I don't know. Like, he looks like a guy to me that will be an alpha dude. I want the ball in the playoffs. And I don't even know how good his team is around him. Obviously, we like had the Naz Reid moment during game one. That's, you know, that's something it's in and of itself. Karl Anthony Towns, not worried about Karl Anthony Towns.
Really, you're not?
Definitely not worried about Karl Anthony Towns.
Bold take.
I am definitely worried about Anthony Edwards. I speak from a Nuggets fan perspective at this point. Like, not worried about Karl, kind of worried about Naz Reid, what's going on there, but definitely worried about Anthony Edwards. That guy is the real deal.
A couple things at work here, right?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know if people who maybe don't follow the NBA as closely.
Duke conspiracy time.
LeBron, Steph, Jimmy Butler, all old and injured on their way out the door.
Yeah.
One form or the other. We've tried to give this mantle to Devin Booker. He didn't really seem to want it. Kevin Durant, didn't really seem to want it. They're not great. Jason Tatum doesn't seem to want anything significant in his life, just wants to score 20 points a game and be anonymous. That's me, a Celtics fan, telling you that.
Yeah, yep, you got him pretty good.
Nikola Jokic.
We should do a roast of Jason Tatum. Would not be good for him.
That would get too real. Yeah. Jokic doesn't seem to even really want to play basketball, but he is the best basketball player in the world.
Yeah, he doesn't want the stardom. He doesn't want the smoke, you know.
So we need one of these guys, right? And we're taking applications for these.
We're definitely open for business right now.
Yeah, and, you know, Anthony Edwards, he's also going to make an appearance on the USA basketball team this summer in Paris. So.
I expect him to be a dude on that.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I'm looking at the names of the other dudes on this team, and he might be the dude on this team.
There is also the idea that, DG writes in.
Hi, DG.
I mean, he looks like him. He literally looks like Michael Jordan. There is conspiracy brain is out there that Michael Jordan has all these children that nobody knows about or whatever, and that Anthony Edwards was one of them. That's just NBA conspiracy rumorville.
This would have been like Washington Wizards Michael Jordan.
I don't know. It's very possible. It's very possible. But, yeah, I'm looking at DG tweeted us a picture of half Michael Jordan's face and half Anthony Edwards' face, and they don't look that different. So there's that piece of it, too. You're right, Josh. We're open for business right now. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, like, we have...
Also,
the
league media rights are up for bid, so they might want to just tell you someone's a star right now.
We have dove headfirst into the water a lot. And usually you could call out like, okay, we are really pushing this way too much. Mm-hmm. We are really pushing this way too much. Or with guys like Jokic, maybe we need to be pushing it more.
Right.
And, you know.
Remember when Trae Young told the Mavericks fans at the Garden to shh, be quiet?
Yeah, right.
We were probably forcing that one.
We definitely wanted that to happen really bad. But he has all these, like, he has all the athletic capabilities. But I think most importantly, for him, he clearly, and just very, very young in his playoff career, he has the bleep you. Mm-hmm. He has a little bleep to him, if you will. There's no better way to describe it than that. I have to bleep myself. I'm sorry. Like, he has the bleep to him. And that is a little scary for the rest of the league. So we're just projecting. We're just projecting a little bit.
And should Minnesota be able to take Denver down, who's to say what?
Oh, it's wide open. It's wide open. In a battle of wills, I like Anthony Edwards against Jason Tatum, by the way. Sorry, Josh. I'm sure you do too. Anthony Edwards, I'll remind you, is 22 years old.
That's not very old at all.
No, not old at all. Jeff writes in on the text line.
Jeff.
He says, off face value, I thought this was silly, but he is definitely him. He is him. As the kids say,
mm-hmm.
I'm him. He is him. So as a Nuggets fan, that has me a bit flustered at this moment. And maybe I'm projecting and maybe I'm saying, well, if we lost to the younger son of Michael Jordan, then, you know, I could live with this. You know, and the run is, you know, hit a temporary speed bump. Jamal Murray is kind of hurt right now. Like, you're internally kind of making excuses in your head. But those two teams will go toe-to-toe. That will be – I did not think that it would just because it's the Timberwolves and the whole thing. But that guy, he's the type of guy that could single-handedly change the attitude – excuse me, and the temperature and the tenor of your franchise, and certainly the direction of your franchise. So I'm just putting you guys on warning right now. Watch out for this. This is going to be on your radar in very short order, especially when this series goes 5, 6, and 7 games, mm-hmm. which I expect it to. And my expectation would be that he does some absolutely insane stuff mm-hmm. in important moments in game sixes and game sevens.
Hustle's going to come up on your TikTok
a lot during
the later games of this series. Like,
yeah.
Anthony Edwards has always been that guy.
Yeah, he's got the look. He's got the look. Calvin writes in, by the way.
There might be something to this. Yeah, hi, Calvin.
On YouTube, he says, as a Timberwolves fan, this is the most excited that I've been since KG was there. You should be.
Sure.
This is real. If you're looking at the playoffs right now and you're like, oh, it's just it's the Timberwolves. Okay, they took game one, you know, whatever. We'll see if Denver wakes up.
What did Jokic say at the press conference?
I wish I could clone myself three times.
How do you stop what the Timberwolves are doing? He's like, well, I'm going to have to clone myself. Like, oh, okay. So this is
is real.
This was not the Anthony Edwards game, fill in the blank player game. Like, no, there's something to this.
This wasn't the we didn't play our best today and they made every shot. Mm-hmm. That was real. That was the real deal. So just putting this on your radar. Think about it. And when it pops up on your favorite chit-chat show at some point during this week, just don't say I didn't tell you that it wasn't coming, that it was coming. It's coming. Do not put it on the internet that I told you that it wasn't coming, because I told you. I told you that. All right. And sorry to start it off so hot takey, but yeah, Anthony Edwards might be Michael Jordan. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Sixth man of the year, Naz Reid.
Sixth man of the year, Naz Reid. I'm concerned about Naz Reid. What's going on? I'm not concerned about Carl Anthony Towns. Not at all.
Why would you be?
The Nuggets baited him into several fouls. Just like, we can get this guy to foul out at will if we want to.
Anthony Edwards, this is how good he is. He's dragging Cat across the finish line.
Yeah. Yeah. That's already happening at age 22.
Other players just threw a hissy fit and went to Miami.
Some did.
Philly and then Miami.
Philly and then Miami. That's right. Maybe you just start taking on the number twos and chucking balls at him, or taking on the number ones and chucking balls at him at practice and stuff like that. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the Huskers here after the break. Poll question up at Happer Show. Are you concerned about Naz Reid? Also, breaking news in from Brett McMurphy.
Whoa.
Happy birthday to Kansas's Lance Leipold, who turned 60 today. That's right. Happy birthday to coaches are back. It is the summer. Thank you, Brett McMurphy. We appreciate this greatly.
Big 12's oldest head coach, 17th oldest coach in FBS. Wow.
Yeah, he's old.
It's a young man's game.
It's okay. You could be old and still coach.
No, he's great. He's certainly in demand.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back. The Omaha-Lincoln divide. People in Lincoln are like, what are you talking about? People in Omaha are like, I got to hear this. Which is good, because this is a radio show in Omaha. Back for that next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.